Welcome to the No BS with CS podcast. And hopefully you're having a great weekend. It's a Sunday and I've just spent the last 3 hours doing a bit of gardening. And tell you what, it is tiring. My back is in half, my fingers are sore, my hands are sore. And that, on top of the fact that I have DOMS from yesterday in my legs and my chest, because I did a home workout, but I did 100 jump squats and 100 burpees. So it was 100 burpees in a row with a course. There was no rest as such in between. There was no timed rest, should I say. It was just do a burpee, just do a rep when I feel like I can do it. And I would say that, you know, the probably max time between burpees was probably 10 seconds most. So I bashed out 10 burpees, maybe had 10 seconds rest, bashed out another 10 and so on. I did exactly the same with the jump squats then. And the burn was a killer. But yeah, today I've got some DOMS from it, which is quite surprising because, of course, I've been training for a couple of weeks consistently now, more than four or five times a week. So I would have thought I'd be over the DOMS, but yeah, doesn't look like I am. But who cares? Just crack on anyway. So yeah, I'm at the computer now, recording this podcast episode. And I'll do a couple of hours work in a bit because I have that opportunity right now because the fiance is in work. We figured I'd do this podcast episode and we'd go a little bit deeper. We'd do a deeper dive into my progress because I haven't really documented anything just yet on this podcast. So just to give you an idea then of what I do. So I run it's a service business and it's for Amazon pay-per-click. So it's Amazon advertising. So I manage the Amazon advertising for brands that sell on Amazon. So at the moment, I couldn't give you an exact number, but I think, to the best of my knowledge, that I'm managing over 100k a month across five accounts. So I'm managing over £100,000. In fact, I think it's probably a bit more than that because there's some US dollars in there as well. And the total sales that come from that is probably something in the area of 300,000. So maybe even 400,000. So yeah, there's a lot of money being managed there, I would say. And I've been doing this for probably going on 2 years now, or just over 2 years perhaps, I think it is. I think it's about 2 years and 5 months. And I kind of fell into this accidentally, to be honest with you. So I've been running an Amazon side business for many years, just kind of importing products from China, or the UK and the US, private labeling them, creating a brand, and then just selling through Amazon, through Shopify, through a website. And that was kind of my thing since 2014, really. And I did that on the side, so I used to go to work the job as an aircraft engineer, and then I'd finish work, depending on the shift, sometimes I would put a couple of hours in before work, sometimes I put a couple of hours in after work, and then of course I put hours in on the weekend as well. But it never really felt like a chore to me. It was something, the goal was always to leave the job, and it was what I would consider a passion of mine to research products, find problems, and then improve them by bringing a product to market or bringing something that is different to what's already out there. Putting your own kind of your branding, your own style on it, what you think works. Creating the listings, the website, the copywriting, the descriptions, the designs. A lot of that was also outsourced, but of course I would start with those things. So that's kind of, over the years, I've kind of developed very basic skills in kind of web design and logo design, graphics design, copywriting, all the stuff that's necessary to kind of start a business really online anyway. And then as time's gone on, things have been outsourced to improve them, because of course I'm not an expert of those things. I just kind of get the MVP out, the minimum viable product, and then from there, once you've got something in place, the foundation's in place, and you know it's working, then of course you can go ahead and outsource it so it looks a little bit better or sounds better, writes better, reads better, whatever it is that you need to outsource. But so yeah, that's essentially what I used to do was import products from China and sell them at private label through Amazon. And then, of course, I started helping a friend out through, well, he actually referred me to somebody from China that was looking, well, they were from China. The factory was based in China, but they were based in London. And they were looking for somebody to manage the Amazon side of things, which was a watch company, a watch manufacturer. So that's what I did. I managed their stuff for about 3 months. Unfortunately, it was kind of a misunderstanding there. They didn't have that understanding of e-commerce. They didn't have that understanding of Amazon. They were more a manufacturing side of things. So therefore, it was really difficult to kind of get them to create the content, the images, the creatives, you know, descriptions. And thinking back, perhaps what I should have done was, you know, asked for more money so that I could have done that for them. But as it stood, I just did the advertising and kind of consulted them on the rest. But yeah, it didn't work out after about 3 months. They just weren't willing to spend that additional cash either. So it was very difficult at that stage for me. You know, it was my first kind of client relationship as well. So it was difficult to kind of manage that account. But from there, I started helping a friend who had a lot bigger business as such through Amazon, selling a lot more, which meant that, of course, they were already bringing in the sales organically, and it was easy to bring in the sales through advertising, which is obviously what I was doing. And yeah, from there, kind of built. I started working for a company in the US. It was a barbecue brand, and I worked with them for about 9 months. Unfortunately, it was still very early days for my kind of service business knowledge, and so I took that client on an hourly basis, and it was 5 to 10 hours max a week. But unfortunately, that's, as anybody knows in the kind of service business space, agency space, that is essentially just a freelancer life, an hourly basis. You should charge based on performance, because with Amazon advertising, you could spend an hour in the account. And this also goes for Facebook ads, this also goes for Google ads, goes for any sort of ads. You could spend an hour in the account, and they could, of course, you could, of course, charge them by the hour for that. That's $10, $20, $30, however, you know, however much your rate is, your hourly rate. But then, of course, you spent an hour in the account, but within a week, the work that you've done in that hour may equate to over $1,000, £1,000 in sales. So essentially, you've given them $1,000 or £1,000 in sales for an hour of your time, and you've only gained like $20, $30 or pounds from it. I say dollars because this was a client from the US. So yeah, that was kind of a, you know, a steep learning curve. I realized it very early on, to be honest with you, but I didn't want to lose that client because it was a big client and it was what I considered a client that I could learn from. And just kind of, they put me out of my comfort zone quite often, and they were very pushy. They were somewhat, I don't want to say aggressive, but the approach of the founder was different to what I was used to in the way that he spoke to me. And so, of course, and it wasn't a bad thing as such. It was just that I needed to kind of build up my resilience and the way that I respond to people. Not that we argued or anything, but when you're working with somebody, I guess it could be the same in the UK, but this was obviously a US guy, and perhaps the culture was different there. But it was very, I would say, maybe abrasive in the communication style. But yeah, a lot of learnings there. Eventually, of course, I had to stop working with them. I just didn't have enough time. It came down to a point where my job was kind of trying to take over my life, to go for trainings and so on. And so the owner of that business said, look, you know, we need to end it, but we'll end on good terms. So we did. And then, of course, it built from there. I started pushing, started more outreach. And yeah, I had a Facebook group which was kind of running in the background for some time. It wasn't my Facebook group as such, it was a friend's Facebook group, and it was for Amazon sellers, and it had been running for about 4 years up to this point, but nobody was really doing anything with it. So I asked if I could take it over, and you know, he was kind enough to say yes, he wasn't using it anymore. So I took it over, started kind of moderating it a lot better, changed the name, rebranded it, posted some ads in there for my Amazon advertising, And yeah, that went very well. I think I landed about 4 or 5 clients from that initial kind of output, the outreach in the group. And that was kind of the start of the journey then. So I started working with a lot of brands in the US. We quickly got to around 3K a month, monthly recurring revenue. But of course, I didn't have the systems in place. So that was the next step, was I kind of spread myself too thin. I was still in the job at this point. And I remember having these kind of weekly calls with a lot of clients, and I would be up until finish my job around 3 o'clock, straight home, 4 o'clock, have some food, straight on the computer, stay on the computer from around 4:30 till I think 11:30, 12 o'clock at night sometimes, and then up in the morning again for 5 o'clock for work. And then of course there was the afternoon shifts where I would do work before my work. I'd go to work at 12, come home at 10:30, 11 o'clock, and then I'd have to do some more work till about 1, 2 in the morning. And I mean, it just was difficult at the time because I was trying to balance a relationship as well. So yeah, I mean, struggled there a little bit as well. You know, systems weren't in place, but over time I've learned a lot. We've got some good systems in place now, and that for me is actually still something I'm working on and consistently working on, but it's something I never really thought about in the past, just systems. So highly recommend, you know, if you are feeling stuck in a business, if you are running your business, then there's 2 books that I can recommend to you, and that's, one is The E-Myth. So The E-Myth Revisited, that'll be, and that's a book by Michael Gerber. And so that book kind of goes through local businesses that work in the business and not on the business. So essentially like a bakery where somebody is baking bread consistently throughout the day, and yet they don't have the time or the money to kind of pull back and take somebody on and so on. So it's a very good book. And also another book is Traction by Gino Wickman. So that's another great book. I haven't finished reading that one. I have started reading, I think, about halfway through, but I want to go back and kind of re-implement everything I've learned, because I think that's the trick. You know, that is the trick with books. A lot of books I don't tend to finish, because I always feel like I have to go through it in detail and take everything and implement everything that I learned. So that's why I struggle to finish books. But yeah, so that's where I'm at the moment. You know, for the last couple of months, I think I mentioned this in a previous podcast, that I kind of been slacking. Got the good systems in place now, so I've got a lot of, I won't say a lot of free time, but I've got more free time where I could do more outreach. But, you know, I've been slacking massively in terms of that. Been focusing a lot on the clients and making sure that they're happy, making sure the performance of the account is good. But as an agency owner now, I'm essentially a glorified freelancer. I say an agency owner, I'm on my own. I do have a family member, it's my sister, working for me 10 hours a week. But ideally, I would need to bring somebody else on, train them up, somebody like a personal assistant and such, who could kind of do the stuff that I tend to be bad at. I think that would be a great kind of first hire, full time. But the problem is, I don't really have the money to do that, and so I need to do the outreach. And that's what I've been doing the last week and a half, is actually reaching out to people through email and LinkedIn. And it's not going too good at the minute in terms of the numbers, but we have a past client that left us about 4 months ago to go with a bigger agency. Essentially, they wanted full account management, you know, on Amazon's the whole listings, the whole description, the inventory, everything. Everything that comes down to running a brand or a store on Amazon, they wanted management of that. But it looks like this company has not been very good, or this agency that offers that hasn't been very good, because after a month, he reached out to me and said, I want to come back to you, but unfortunately we're tied into a contract till August. But when that runs out, we will need you back straight away. So we're coming up close to the end of July now. So I'll drop him a message next week just to kind of, confirm it, see if it's still going ahead. So that'll be an additional client. And then, of course, there are other clients in the pipeline. We have another client that we spoke to, we have another warm lead as such that we spoke to the week before last, who said they would get back to us and apparently they are looking to work with us, but they're going to wait until the end of they did say the end of last week, but I didn't hear from them, so I'll follow them up next week as well. So I mean, there's plenty of work in the pipeline. And also one thing that I'm going to be doing going forward with one of my clients in particular at the moment, because they're essentially on the lower wage because they've been with us for so long, for the last year and a half, that we're going to ask to bump the monthly recurring fee up, so by about £200 as well. So from August onwards, we're looking at an extra, you know, £700 to £700 minimum a month, without any real outreach as such. It's just kind of come organically, which is great. And then we're pushing some more, and we'll try and do at least 10 a week of LinkedIn outreach. I know it doesn't sound like much, but what I tend to do is record a custom video for every single person and a custom email or LinkedIn message as well, and follow up and so on. So we probably should try and put more time into that. But yes, it's just difficult to balance it at the moment. Although I have good systems, I still have clients that reach out to me spontaneously, and it kind of slows me down, because that can take an hour then to kind of fix an issue or a question and so on. So still work to do on the systems, still work to do on the lead generation and outreach, but things are going well. Well, I say they're going well, I mean they're not bad. It's still a small business, still a very small business. We're only doing at the moment under 3k a month. And yeah, I mean, there's a lot of room to doing a lot more. But as I say, I just lost that, I think I mentioned this in the previous episode, I kind of lost that passion for the kind of the ads as such. But it comes and goes. And as I mentioned in another episode, just got to keep going, to be honest with you. But that reminds me, so this will be an add-on to this episode then, because I wasn't going to mention this, but I've been testing something out lately. And although I said, you know, in one of the episodes, you know, just got to keep going, I am still going with the Amazon Ads agency. But I'm testing something out on the side, and I've spent about 5 hours this week testing it out. And it's another service-based business. It's B2B, but it's not ads. It's more, actually it is ads, but it's not ads that you think of. It's more ads/marketing. So I don't want to kind of give the specifics away just yet, because I'm still testing it out. But essentially it's a hybrid of online and offline advertising. And this is something that I'm testing out and see if I can offer it to small businesses. So as I say, this week I spent 5 hours on this, and I've been spending time generating a list of emails. So spent some time researching. So I've got 500 emails. After I got those 500 emails, I then recorded a video, and this was one video that was kind of generic to every single one of those. And then with that video, I then sent that video to them with a little trick on it that will hopefully kind of be the hook that will get them, you know, engaged. And then of course with a little bit of copy in the email, sent that off. And I'm just, as I say, still testing that out. So just to give you the numbers, because I've got the numbers here in front of me. So far I've sent 102 emails. We've had 59 emails opened, 14 of those video views, and 3 email responses. Unfortunately, those email responses haven't been anybody showing interest yet. It's been people telling me, one saying that they've got too many clients, another one saying they've got too many clients, and another one saying that they just can't afford it right now. But the fact is that I still saw responses there. I had a 58% email open rate, which I consider that to be pretty good. I had a 13.7% video interaction rate, and then a 3% email response rate. So I'm going to send another 100 tomorrow/Tuesday, and we'll see what happens. I mean, ideally, I would like to see this get a 3% conversion rate. and that is probably considered high based off of emails. But if I can achieve that, then this is a goal. This is something I need to double down on. But this is the thing. I mean, testing it up. I sent another 100 emails out. If that doesn't work, I think there may be an issue in the message, because I think the offer is good. And of course, I would be offering it at a low price at first, but we haven't got to that. I'm just trying to get them on a call. That's the whole point at the moment. But I think then there may be an issue with the message. Maybe I'm not being clear enough on what the benefit is of this business. So I think I need to refine that, and we'll see now after the next 100 emails. So I have 200 emails in total. And if we don't get any kind of calls booked from it, then I will go ahead and refine that message. Test some more, another 200 emails, and just see how that goes. But ultimately, I think this is something that, I mean, historically, throughout the last, God knows, you could say 50 years, businesses have kind of engaged and gone through this advertising method. So it's not like I'm reinventing the wheel. But what I am doing is kind of implementing something a little bit different to it, which gives it a benefit or an advantage, shall I say, over the traditional type. And therefore, it should appeal more to businesses. So I don't think it's the offer. I could be wrong, and this is why I need to keep testing it. You know, if I can send out maybe 300 emails and land one from it, then maybe the offer isn't great, or maybe it's the message. And this is the thing with obviously testing these things out, it's quite difficult to figure out. So in my mind, I don't think the offer is the problem. I think maybe it's the message. So therefore, I'll continue to test these things. But what I would say is that if you are considering testing something out, what I always used to do was kind of just do the bare minimum. And which is what a lot of people say, if you're going to test something out, just do the MVP, the minimum viable product. And that should be good enough. And I would say that is the case with probably 99% of things. Just get started, just do it, and just see what happens. But with something like this that I'm testing out, I'd rather put the hours in up front in ensuring that my message is good, my email is good, the video is good, and then testing it, as opposed to wasting my time on the things that don't actually provide results. So what I'm saying is that a lot of people will start a business, or they'll test out a new business, create a logo, create a website, probably spend like 10 hours on that perhaps, or maybe outsource it, spend a lot of money on that. And then they'll think, oh, I've got a website now. Sit back, wait for the clients or the sales to come in. And it just doesn't happen because there's no audience there, or there's no traffic there. Or what they'll do is, you know, if they're approaching things quite similar to me, they'll perhaps, you know, get 100 emails, 200, 300 emails, and just blast them with a standard message. I've sent 300 emails and, you know, it's not worked. But the problem with that is that emails, everybody gets, you know, ridiculous amounts of emails on a daily basis. So not everybody reads those emails, and especially when it's just text, there's nothing there to hook you, there's nothing there to kind of engage you. And so therefore they'll give up, or the test failed. So they're wasting time on making a logo on a website, or they're wasting time on just blasting emails out there. And then that's just, you know, in their minds, then it's a failure. But for me, I'd rather spend a little bit more time on making sure that my email's good and it's got something different in it. And then I'll make sure, I haven't even got a logo, I haven't even got a website, I haven't even got a business name for this, because it's a test. So what I'm doing is sending out these emails that are slightly different to what most people will see. And if they open it, then they'll find that out. And then, of course, they're getting this email. And if they are going to jump on a call with me and sign up, then that proves to me then that this is going to work. And then, of course, I will get a name. Then, of course, I will get a logo and a website and so on. And if they ask me, you know, who are you? Who do you work for? Or what is your business name? And I'll just make one up on the spot. But I don't need a website just yet. And this is something that a lot of small businesses need to know. That don't go wasting loads of money on a logo. Don't go wasting loads of money on a website, t-shirts, business cards. Validate the idea first. Validate the service or the product. And from there then, once you know it works, then you can go out and do those things. Then you can go out and work on the brand. But don't waste your time on that stuff. Don't waste your money on that stuff just yet. Just make sure that if you are starting the business, test it out first. Figure out if it'll work. And if you have sent, you know, 200, 300 emails, then the test isn't over. It just means that you need to tweak something or you need to try a different approach. Ultimately, as long as you're not reinventing the wheel, if you're launching a business that is like another business and you know, or you've kind of got an idea that people will pay for it, then the test should work eventually. So anyway, rambling a lot in this podcast today, and droning, shall I say, as well. So need to work on these communication skills, but hopefully that will, you know, I will be able to work on them as time goes on, because we're going to have a lot more guests on this podcast. We got another guest lined up from the Fastlane Forum, and he is very much a hustler. He's a hard-working individual. He's a young man, and he's doing a bit of landscaping. So he's gone into a traditional, more conventional kind of service business, but he's killing it at the moment. So it'd be very interesting to see how he does in the next podcast or two, whenever it goes live. And if anybody has any recommendations for maybe new starters, you know, entrepreneurs to come on this podcast, then drop me an email. Drop me an email at calum.smith8008@gmail.com. That's calum.smith8008@gmail.com with your recommendation. Let me know, and do my best to get them on this podcast. Otherwise, let's wrap it up here. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Prepare yourself for Monday morning so you can smash it. Whilst everybody else hates Mondays, make sure you love Mondays, because it's a day where every business is back, every business is open, and that means you can go and get it. So go get it, get yourself prepared, and yeah, smash the week ahead.